Some of the more expensive tabletop shortwave receivers now offer so-called DSP technology, or digital signal processing, which can help you dig out a weak signal from a lot of background interference. Rather than using mechanical filters, the signal is converted into zeros and ones, and all kinds of mathematical formula are let loose to clean up reception.
Tom Sweezy is a professional software engineer and a listener to the show. He's developed a DSP program which will allow you to do a lot of signal processing in real time using almost any home computer running at 200 megahertz or faster. A licensed version will cost you $40, much less than commercial standalone solutions. Then, of course, you must already own a computer. Reason enough to call Tom and ask him how it works and why he developed it.
Well, I've been a shortwave listener for a very long time, since back in the 1960s, when I was in junior high school. And when this DSP stuff started to come out a few years ago, I was pretty excited about getting something like that to enhance shortwave listening. But the DSP products that I bought at the time tended to be geared more towards ham radio, and they tended to provide very narrow-band filters and low-pass filters and so on. But it didn't seem to be that good for shortwave listening because of the musical content and so on. Since I couldn't find anything like that, I ended up writing my own program.
One thing I'm quite amazed at is, in fact, it's quite a small, compact program, and it's, what, about 100K?
Yeah, I wrote it using Microsoft's Visual C++, and so it is pretty compact.
What is this program doing? You feed the audio into your sound card, and then what happens?
The sound card will digitize the audio coming in, and then my program takes the digital data and converts it mathematically into its component frequencies using the fast Fourier transform. And then I allow the user to edit some of that, and there's some things that I do or optional features that I have. And then I use the inverse fast Fourier transform to convert it back to an audio signal and it played out from speakers.
And now you've released this as shareware.
I have a shareware version of it, and the shareware version is a fully functional program, but it is crippled a little bit. About every minute and a half, I shut off the sound for about 20 seconds and had a little buzzing sound, and then I go back to letting the sound work. My thinking on that was that gives people an opportunity to try the program with all the features in it and doing everything that the licensed version is going to do.
How much does the fully licensed version cost?
I'm asking $39.95 in U.S. dollars for it.
Well, our independent testing of this program shows it to be good value for your money, and the automatic notch filter is superb.
It's difficult to demonstrate back on air, of course, but we'll try a quick comparison before and after processing.
5 Tage nach dem schweren Zugunglück in London will die britische Regierung und der Bahngesellschaft.
Best of all, you can try it out for free in combination with your own shortwave receiver. We were impressed.
More details of Tom Sweezy's website on the Media Network homepage, now up and running at www.rnw.nl.